Daniel 3, Day 4, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are cast into the fiery furnace. From the summary of the internal sense, they were therefore excommunicated and condemned to hell by Babylon, together with all things of the Lord's church. Apocalypse Explained 1:21. Explaining Revelation 2, verse 10, "Fear not the things which thou art to suffer," signifies that they should not grieve because such men persecute them. This is evident from the signification of "fear not" as being, in reference to those about to suffer persecutions, that they should not grieve in mind, for fear with these people is also grief. And from the signification of "the things which thou art to suffer," namely, from those who are in the doctrine of all falsities, as being that such are about to persecute them. The persecution of those who are in the spiritual affection of truth by those who are in falsities is now treated of. This can best be seen from those who are of this character in the world of spirits. Those who are conjoined with the hells, as soon as they perceive anyone to be in the spiritual affection of truth, begin to burn with hatred and strive to destroy him. They cannot endure the sight of him. Very many of them, if they only perceive for a moment the delight of the spiritual affection of truth, which is the delight itself of heaven, they become as if insane, and nothing is then more delightful to them than to destroy that delight. From this it is evident that all the hells are opposed to the spiritual affection of truth, and that all the heavens are in it. It would be similar among men on the earths if they were in the perception in which spirits are, but as they are not in such perception, and therefore do not know who are in spiritual affection, they remain quiet and act in a friendly manner towards each other, in accordance with the delights of the world. But this disposition displays itself in the churches among those who are zealous in religious matters. It also becomes evident with those who are in that spiritual affection, in this way, that falsities break in upon their thoughts, endeavoring to extinguish their longing and the delight from them. These falsities that break in upon their thoughts are from hell, for everything that a man thinks is either from hell or from heaven. Arcana Celestia 20:77, Section 2. Love such as the Lord had transcends all human understanding, and is in the highest degree incredible to those who do not know what the heavenly love is in which the angels are. To save a soul from hell, the angels would regard death as nothing. Indeed, if it were possible, they would undergo hell for that soul. Hence it is the inmost of their joy to transfer into heaven one who is rising from the dead. But they confess that this love is not one bit from themselves, but that all things of it, both in general and in particular, are from the Lord alone. In fact, they manifest irritation if anyone thinks otherwise. Apocalypse Revealed 5:56, "And they did not love their soul unto death," signifies, who did not love themselves more than the Lord. By loving their soul is signified to love themselves and the world, for by the soul is signified man's own life, which everyone has by birth, which is to love himself and the world above all things. Therefore, by not loving his soul is signified not to love himself and the world more than the Lord and the things which are the Lord's. Unto death means to be willing to die, rather. Consequently, it is to love the Lord above all things and the neighbor as oneself, and to be willing to die rather than to recede from those two loves. The same is signified by these words of the Lord: "Whoever wills to find his soul shall lose it, and whoever shall lose his soul for the sake of Jesus shall find it." Matthew 10. He who loves his soul shall lose it, but he who hates his soul in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. John 12. Jesus said, "If anyone wills to come after me, let him deny himself. For whoever wills to save his soul shall lose it, but whoever will lose his soul for my sake shall find it. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world, but cause the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give as a sufficient price of redemption for his soul? Matthew 16 and Mark 8. By loving the Lord is meant to love to do his commandments. The reason is because he himself is his own commandments, for they are from him. Consequently, he is in them, thus in the man in whose life they are inscribed. And they are inscribed in man by willing and doing them. Questions. What use is served in being persecuted for being steadfast in what the Word teaches? How outspoken should we be? And how does this relate to what is said about, quote, those who are zealous in religious matters, unquote? Does this refer to those who have a spiritual affection of truth, or those persecuting those who have a spiritual affection of truth? How does Daniel's companion's willingness to die in the fiery furnace resemble the love which angels have for the salvation of others? Should we shun what is evil so that we can be better people? Should we shun what is evil so that we can get to heaven? Or is there an even higher motive for shunning evils? In AR 556, it speaks of those who overcame the dragon as not loving their souls unto death. What does this mean, and how can we achieve such a selfless state in our lives? How do the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego show both genuine faith in the Lord's ability to save them, and yet at the same time show a love for the Lord and his commandments without imposing conditions?